Welcome to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we get the dirt on food and farming in the Four Corners area. I'm your host, Kelly Pettigen, and today I'm talking with Danielle Mezzanotto from the Montezuma School to Farm Project and Trinity Tillahash from Kemper Elementary. And they're here to talk about their recent trip to the White House Garden. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. So, Danielle, give us the background. Like, how was Montezuma School to Farm chosen to go to the White House, and does this happen every year?
That's a great question. It's been happening since 2009, when President Obama went into office. That first spring, the First Lady decided she wanted to put in a kitchen garden, and so she started the installation with some students from the D.C. area, and each year she's invited other schools to come, and we were one of only three schools from across the nation that were invited to come this year. And then we met up there with two schools that help every year with the planting, and we were chosen partially through the USDA grant that we received last year, the USDA Farm to School grant. We were on the USDA's radar through that, and we put in an application to go, and we were chosen.
Super exciting. And Trinity, what was your reaction when you first found out that you were chosen to go to the White House?
Excited and happy.
I bet. And had you ever left Colorado before?
No.
No. And had you ever been on a plane before?
Mm-mm.
What did you think about flying over the country?
Kind of scary. It was kind of bumpy. And they kind of turned the airplane. Me and Cece were kind of scared.
I bet. All right, great. So, Danielle, how many students went from Kemper?
Five students. We had five fourth graders. Three boys, Christian Rabaza, Gael Garcia, and Miles Frost. And then two girls, which were Trinity Tillahash and Cecilia Tom.
Great. And it sounded like this was a pretty short trip, like 2 to 3 days. Trinity, did you get a chance to go and visit some monuments or go to some fun restaurants while you're in D.C.?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
We went to eat was by Chinatown, and we went to some malls to buy,
Souvenirs
and all kinds of stuff that said Washington, D.C., since we've never been there.
Awesome. So you had some fun stuff to take home to everybody, it sounds like. Great. And so you're in the White House now. Did you have time? Did they give you a tour before you had to go do all the work in the garden?
Yeah, they showed us Michelle Obama's room, the China room, the red room, the blue room, the green room, and there were big chandeliers.
Oh, man, I bet. All right, great. And what to you was, like, most exciting, or what was the most, like, unexpected thing at the White House that you thought was the neatest?
Seeing Michelle Obama.
I bet. And did you get to say hi and talk to her?
No, but it was nice to see her in person.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, absolutely. And Danielle, what was your role this whole time? Like, when the kids were in the garden, were you right there next to them?
Oh, I wish. I was actually behind a media rope with the other chaperones on the trip. So we were over there cheering them on and waving and watching them. And throughout the whole trip, really, Patrick Alford, our School to Farm AmeriCorps, we were the two chaperones. And we were just trying to make it a fun trip for them, trying to see things. We went and saw all the monuments at night, all lit up, and went on some tours, and we were just trying to give them the full experience, something that they'll never forget.
Awesome. And Trinity, I heard a rumor that you were planting with a NASA scientist. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So why was a NASA scientist planting vegetables in the White House?
Maybe because she planted a bunch of plants on the garden.
Great. And are they doing any studies so that they can grow things in outer space? Is that why she was there?
Yeah.
That's really neat. Do you know? Oh, so you guys planted things together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you guys plant?
We planted lettuce, purple lettuce, carrot, Brussels sprout, and I can't remember the other ones.
Cool, a lot of good veggies. Did you show the scientists, like, how, did you have any special tricks for how to plant using all of your experience from Kemper Gardens?
Yeah.
Neat. Very cool. And Danielle, the first lady, talk to me about her. Did you actually get to see those toned arms?
Oh, man. You know, it was really cold out, so even all of our kids were wearing sweatshirts underneath their school-to-farm shirts so that we could still see their school-to-farm shirts. But it was so cold, we almost thought it was going to snow. So she was wearing a jacket. I was really hoping to see those arms.
Right?
She's tall. I didn't realize how tall she is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've never met her personally, unfortunately. Yeah. But, yeah, I have heard about the arms. Well, great. And so the trip home, were you guys back on that plane?
Yeah.
Yeah? And when you landed, was everyone just wanting to ask a million questions to you about your trip?
How was it? How was your first time on the airplane? How was it seeing Michelle Obama and all that stuff?
I bet. And does this trip make you want to travel more or maybe be a politician? Like, has it changed, like, any of your thoughts for the future?
Probably travel more. Because me and my mom and dad always travel.
Mm-hmm. Did D.C. seem, like, very different from the Cortez area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, Danielle, like, what's next for School to Farm now that you guys have gone to the White House? Like, how do you top that?
I think, how can we top it, Trinity? Maybe we're going to have to go plant those vegetables in outer space with NASA, huh?
Yeah.
That would be fun. She did ask us. She said, well, she'll need some people to harvest this fall, so we're hoping maybe we'll get a second invite to go back and help harvest.
And do you think with the change of the administration, was there any talk about whether or not the White House gardens will keep going?
That's a great question. No one really talked about it while we were there, and I'm sure there's a lot up in the air right now, but I hope that the garden stays. It's a beautiful space, and it's a great community garden. They have different groups come in and harvest, and they use the food in the garden there for different community dinners in D.C. So I hope it continues.
It's been an inspiration. I mean, even for the last years, that's been a lot of talk.
Yeah.
And are they using it actually in the White House?
So we got to meet the chef who used to work in the White House, and he was kind of like the garden coordinator of the little garden there. And he said that they did use a lot of the food in the White House, but then they also had school groups and different community groups come in and harvest and use the food for their events as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Trinity, do you think that the president might be eating some of those veggies that you planted?
I hope.
Maybe he's like talking to Malia saying, eat those carrots.
Yeah.
We worked hard on those. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. That was Danielle Mezzanotto from Montezuma School to Farm Project and Trinity Tillahash from Kemper Elementary talking about their gardening experience at the White House. Tune in 2 weeks for another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show. I'm your host, Kelly Pettigen. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of the local food movement.